Good morning, Industrial Machining and Repair.
Good morning. Is Don there?
Yes, he is. My chum was calling.
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Danny with Cardiff.
Yes. I was calling about some financing through U.S. Bank.
Some what, sir?
Some financing through U.S. Bank.
Okay, just a second, please.
Okay.
Hello, this is Don.
Hey Don, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing? Good. I just want to touch base with you about some offers we sent out. It was based on some financing you did with U.S. Bank. And we had you guys pre-approved over here based off that for some equipment finance as well as working capital up to $250,000. So I just wanted to touch base with you and see what kind of plans you had this summer where you might need some financing.
No plans.
No plans? Okay. I mean, how have sales been? You guys up, down, or flat from last year?
A little bit slow right now.
A little slow. Are you guys, you think it's like the election year, or is it just been an odd year for you guys?
I don't know where we are in the food chain, but it's, it seems to be a little slow.
Right, I hear you. And how do you, you get through these slow times?
We've been at it for 29 years, and
Well, that's a long time. You guys, I'm sure you guys are used to it. Is it every couple of years it's like this, or?
No, it's a cycle. It is a cycle, and I think it has to do with right now where we're at. 8 years ago, the guy that took office in Washington was
right.
Bitching about $8 trillion debt, saying it was unconscionable, and here we are approaching $19 trillion.
I know.
That's crazy. Yeah, so I think that all has something to do with it, and let's see where it goes.
Right, and with these, do you have customers that have like net 30, net 90 payouts? Is that who your typical customer is?
Yeah, we're in the net 30 to net 60.
The 30 net 60. Yeah, I've heard some that are like up there at 120, it's just like,
The big players are starting to try to do that, tell the, little fish in the sea like me, if you want to play on our ball field, this is the way it'll be done.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know where that all is going to end,
Yeah, I have no idea. And that's, it's crazy how they're able to, just boss you around like that, it's crazy. Yeah, that's like, with our working capital programs, it's basically unsecured cash. It's, and we can free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, as unsecured cash. In case, you had some of those tough, like little spots where you had to pay your vendors out, for receivables. And then also, your customers, you're waiting for jobs, for them to pay for the jobs you already did. So it's definitely, like a little bridge, to get you between jobs.
Sure.
Yeah, it's always an option there, to kind of save up on, your cash flow. And that way you're not, you don't have to spend your money as well,
Bad for interest on unsecured loans.
What was the question? I'm sorry, it kind of broke up.
What are you at for interest on the unsecured loans?
Right, and that's, it's kind of a tough question to answer, but basically, it's like a custom loan because it is shorter term, right? So it'd be from 3 months, all the way up to 3 years being the longest though. And that being a short term loan, they don't actually annualize the interest, like they would on a credit card or, any other a line of credit, let's say. So basically it's like a best way to describe it is a fixed cost, right? So like say you borrow $10,000, and then you're paying it back in whatever term you choose. And then they say they sign like a, just for mass sake, we'll do 10 cents on the dollar, right? And then, so it's, if you pay back 11,000, right? And that doesn't change or fluctuate. It's just a fixed cost. So it's very easy, you know, for business owners like yourself to look at the numbers and make sense of it, right? And add it in. That's just, it's more like a custom loan. That's why it's hard to give you an actual, you know, interest rate.
Yeah, I don't have any plans right now, man, so.
Okay. Well, if you have an email, Don, I can, you know, send you some info you keep on file in case something comes up.
You know, I'm pretty well set. You know, I have a line of credit. I have a bank that I've been doing business with for 5 years, and I don't see the need, so.
Right. Okay, and what do you use, just out of curiosity, just learning, how do you use your line of credit? Is that for the cash flow between those jobs, or?
You know, I don't use it. You know, I mean, there is a fund when we get into bigger projects or something that, you know, we have some bigger expenditures up front, you know, before we get the net 30 going.
Right.
Delivering. So, you know, right now I don't have any money borrowed, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yeah. And that's definitely smart, you know, it's was just definitely an option, you know, in case something did come up. Because sometimes people have, like, a line of credit. I always ask that because they use their line of credit to purchase equipment. And, I mean, we also do the work, the equipment financing as well, to kind of alleviate that and free up the cash flow.
No, I don't do that. So.
Okay. All right. Just curious. Well, yeah, Don, it was great talking with you. Thanks for your time. And I'll check back in with you, like, toward the end of the year, just see how things are going for you.
That's fine.
All right. All right, thanks for your time. Thank you.